good to get ahead with you.
Well, still good.
Billy, Jürgen, reports obviously this week that high-level talks have taken place regarding the possibility of a European Super League, where the premise would effectively mean, even if a side were to win the Premier League like Leicester this season, then qualification for the elite European competition would be a close shot to them. What do you make of that? Or what are your thoughts?
To be honest, I didn't know really. Or don't know really much about this discussion, but Matt gave me a few information. Told me what I should say. So, it's not really, because I don't listen when he's talking. I can say nothing to this. I heard about there was a meeting of the top CEOs of the Premier League, but then everybody told me they didn't talk about what everybody was writing about, and now you ask a question about the thing nobody talks about. That's too much for me. Sorry. No. In my opinion, we could wait until they talk about, if they talk about, and then they can inform us, and then I could say something to this. Is it okay? Thank you.
Well, let's talk about you then, yeah. Your side, now that you're 6 points off the top four as well, and results effectively go your way in midweek as well, so how much of an opportunity do you feel there still is to break into the top four this week?
The problem is, it's not a problem, so 6 points is not the world, to be honest, but it's in our situation now. I would like to say from now on we take each point and things like this, but we have to show it. So consistency was not our hobby until now in this in this season. So we have to improve in this part of the game, and we have to really stay in the race. That's the game from Wednesday was of course good. So in the last few games we are not in the worst moment. That's true. So we didn't play bad. We didn't always score goals. But in the last, I would say, 6, 7, 8 goals. Games we shot a lot of goals, in different tournaments, but it was really okay. So we're in a good way. That's what we said all the time. But now it's Crystal Palace, and I didn't forget the first game. So we lost it, and again we have to take points back. That's how it is, and we have to This is the most important, how I said after the game, is the most important moment of the league, this part of the season. The rest is preparation for this moment, for the last few meters, last few yards in the season. And so our starting position is not masterclass, but it's good enough to do something. We should try everything we can, but I don't think about the first four or something like this. I only think about a lot of points to get, and we should really get as much as we can, starting with in Crystal Palace.
As well as the goals you scored against the City, I just wonder how important you felt the tackle by John Flanagan was the other night on Raheem Sterling. Did that effectively set the tone for the performance?
I like Leno, and I have no issue, of course, with Raheem, because I don't know him too well. But I like him as a player. So, I heard about things like this happened before, but I don't think we should do it like this. It's a man's sport, no problem. So we can, you have to, sometimes you need to be prepared always for challenges, but it was an absolute normal situation. It was not, was a hard, really
strong tackle.
Strong is okay.
Hard but fair.
Hard but fair. Hard but fair, that's cool. Hard but fair is my, that's what I really love this. It was, I think we were good prepared. Had a good start in the game, and so maybe we could have won without Flano's tackle.
As far as Crystal Palace are concerned, I don't think it's too unfair to say that they're out of form at the moment. So I'm just wondering, in terms of how you guys approach them, and whether Bolasie coming back in.
I think that's the biggest difference. I think the most time last 11 games,
they didn't win this year in the Premier League at all.
Okay, 6. seen this long, yeah. So I bet the bus most of the time without Bolasie in the last two games when he was involved. First game on the bench, he came in and changed nearly, not he, but with him, they changed nearly the whole game after 3-0 behind, then 3-2. They have a very, very good form striker, I would say, in this moment. You have two, four goals the last two games. And last game, Bolasie was in. So that's a big difference. Would be a big difference for each team. He's a quality player. And together with Saha and Wickham, that's pretty good. But at the end, what can I say to the situation? In my opinion, I know about the situation, but in my opinion, it changed a little bit. So I would like to say they have no self-confidence, nothing works there, but that's not the truth. The truth is that they, of course, try everything to change their situation. And how I know, because the Palace, only from the first game and watching a few other games, so it's not the easiest way to collect points. It's not Crystal Palace where you should go when you want the easy points. So it will be really hard work. But I'm not too much interested in this. So we have to show that we're ready for this game too. That's how it is. It's maybe it sounds too easy, but this is the first thing, because we had a few not so good games, and they had always the problem was the same. We had no good start in the game. That doesn't mean we have to score a goal in the first minute. That means only we have to be concentrated from the first minute. And that's what we have to be there. And hopefully, and I'm pretty sure we learned this in 5 or 6 months we are together now, or the 9 months of this season. So, it's a big chance for us. We have to try everything to take it, and we only have to talk about things like this. I think you smile by yourself when you think, okay, last week we talk about no goals in the last five games, no win in the last four games, now one win against Man City, now only 6 points until the first four. So who will understand this? But it's our fault. It's our mistake. We have to make it easier for you in this way, so that you can ask all the week the same questions and don't have to jump between them. And so that's what we really try.
In terms of the personnel that you've got available, then from in Lucas, Sacco, Sturridge, you sound like you've got a cold as well.
No, Lucas. Lucas is really, well, it's really unfortunately, really a little bit more serious. I've never heard about an injury you can get like this in a penalty, but only because he was a little bit injured before, because of adrenaline, didn't feel it too much, but after shot it was gone. And so there's another.
Is it his hamstring?
No. No. Pardon?
Quad.
That's what I want to say. Quad.
And how long might he be out?
Five. I don't know exactly, but 5-6 weeks. Yeah. Not too good. Yeah, Mama today, first time, a little bit, but we didn't do really. A lot today, because it was the second day after game. So the only session we have is tomorrow, and we have to see how it's then. But today it was the first day. They did a little bit more. All the rest, all the other sides, on all the other days.
Come back in as well.
Who?
Dennis Sturridge had to join you again.
Yeah, he trained completely normal yesterday.
Jürgen, you said after the winner of Manchester City that this must become the model for Liverpool, that performance and everything else. So.
Do you go with a similar team
to what played in midweek to going against Crystal Palace to gain that consistency to try and get that bit right?
To be honest, I don't know in this moment. So we have to wait for this. But if you want our two best performances in this year, it was not only these games, but now it was easy. The games were easy to see. Okay, that was a little bit better than the rest. Man City were different. Different systems, different formations, different everything. So, but both games very good. A few months between. But with another, really a few other really good games in different formations and different systems. So, the only thing we have to do is to prepare ourselves for the special questions at Crystal Palace and who is fit and who is available and all the things. So, it's not. That we try to push 11 players through now. That's not what we have to do. We had a few changes, and I think it was the right decisions for before the second Man City game. So now we have to make a few other decisions. But I didn't do that until now, because today it was winter in Liverpool. The only weather we didn't have since I'm here was snow, Thank you. In March. Can't believe. So everything can happen. Ice and things like this. So we will see who will come tomorrow, and then we make a last training, make a squad, and then we're ready.
Mike, how do you get over the hurdle of inconsistency?
With always trying.
I know you're always trying, but to show the players what they have done in these great performances and say, why not more of this and less of the other? Because you know what they can do.
That's a way. Yeah, but not the only one. You can do this never all the time. And we had our moments when we showed them what we did until now and said, okay, that was good, that was average, that was very good, that was bad. Consistency is not overnight. So it's not a problem. We didn't always play bad after a very good game. That's not like this. We had really good moments, but then not in one tournament. Then we had three or four different tournaments and won a few games in a row. After four games, somebody told you that you only won the last Premier League game. What? Right. Sorry. So now we have only two tournaments left, and that's good. So, and now we can be really fully concentrated in these two tournaments. And it's the last few meters. So it was until now. We have to talk about it if you ask for it. And it's a question for us too, or a truth for us too, that we wasn't too consistent until now. That's one reason why we are not in a better position at the table. But from now on, well, it can be completely different if we want. So we need to stay angry. That's it. We need to stay angry. It's not that we're always looking for our game and which style and things like this. You lead away and go like this. And it's not. It's really too easy for myself, especially said after a game that it's pressing and counter pressing. Yes, it was good. Yeah, it was good pressing and counter pressing. But with the balls we pressed on the goals, we took back. We did really good things. That was a very big difference too. It was an extremely lively game with no thinking about how long I can run. So it was a really demonstration of how mentality can beat tired legs. So, because both teams had the same things to do in the last few weeks, the same number of games and things like this. But in this game, we were on the better side because nobody thought about how many games we had. Only thought about this game and what can we get.
How much satisfaction did you draw from Wednesday's performance, given that goal scoring has often been a problem, but the fluency of your front play in the second half in particular was really, really impressive, and that was without Daniel Sturridge, and we know how much in terms of sharpness he brings.
Yeah, I was satisfied, but the problem is this was Wednesday. 3 days ago, meanwhile, 2 days ago. So I was never in doubt that we can do things like this, so that's the truth, but we didn't show often enough, so we talked about everything here. We need a new striker, but we have five, so we need this. At the end, it's really, we have to show, we have to perform all the time. That's our job, and we have to learn to do this, and I think we are on a really good way, even in this part, that we really now understand a little bit more about what everybody wants from us. So what I want from the player, what the player wants from me, and things like this. So that's better. We have this morning we trained again with a real big group. Hopefully it stays like this. Again, hard decisions. That's how it is. So we need this, and we haven't had it before. It was like you were here all the time. So you know it. It was 11 fit. Go again, 6 out, 7 out, whatever. So it was not so easy. Now we have to use this new quality to change, to rest, go in two very, very exciting, very important and outstanding tournaments.
Okay.
Carl? Just the fullback situation you had on Wednesday, was that out of necessity or was it a tactical change you made?
No, it was because we have Leno now, so that's how it is. And we wanted. It was clear that he will play. I didn't know exactly he will play instead of Claudio, instead of Alberto. But Alberto got in the first half in the final. He got a really bad knock. He's a hard boy, so he always can play. He always is available, but yeah, at the end it was then clear that we do it like this. I know Flano played on the left wing, left fullback position too, but after this long time I didn't want to give him play and go on the other side or things like this. So play on the right, that was clear that Kleine plays left, or it was not that we said bring Flano against Raheem and take him off the game. That was not a plan, to be honest. So it was only, that was coincidence.
But I'm thinking more of playing a right back on the left. Is that more of a short-term option? That's not something you could...
They all can play this. It's not so easy. I think that's especially Kleine and Flano can play on this wing. So that's good. So you need the possibility to change things. But yeah, Kleine played it the second time since I'm here. So if we would do this more often, we should talk more about offensive moments with a right foot on the left wing, because I saw no cross, to be honest, in moments when we could cross. So, but that's normal. You cannot get everything. We decided we had only three days between the games. We had no training, so we said, come on, go. And it's not that you then give all the information you have to the players, so you think, come on, defend well. And if they have the opportunity, then go, but not all the things. So we should then do more on this stuff, what we didn't haven't done until now.
Okay, guys, just a bit of embargo. If you could just put your hands over your cameras. Guest from Belgium can ask two questions. What time is your stuff in your apartment?
Yeah, tomorrow morning or tonight. Good morning, but I will do it in English. Yeah. So we can see Divock Origi is a player now. So what did you work on most with him, and where did he improve? What can he improve in even more?
Oh, the good thing of a player like Devil in the stage, he can improve in every part of his game. That's cool. But of course, he's a big talent. Everybody knows him since 3 or 4 years. So he started really early. And yeah, when we came here, he was injured before, and he tried to come in the team, in the club, new club, and after a few very successful years and then starting a little bit difficult years, so he was not in his middle, and it was not that he played the most self-confident football in the world, so he started a little bit too much dribblings and things like this, and to want to show in one situation all skills he has, that was not too clever. But I saw this a lot of times, especially with young players, and so we talked to him, gave him a little bit rest, really rest, and come down, cool down. You don't have to change the world in one day, really. This is what you can, this is what you can, this is what you have to improve. And that, now everybody saw before he got his last injury, he made really big steps, really great. So during his last injury, he used the time. Now he, a little bit more muscle. That was important, especially as a striker in England. So because they're all very, very physical, strong center half, so that's good. In my opinion, this moment he plays really cool. He's a very hard worker for the team, but with the ball he's cool. He's smart enough to go behind the line, uses his speed, and technically good enough to play with us and be an option. So that's a really good situation.
And it seems that he won muscle, but it seems Christian Benteke almost lost muscle in
he didn't
match.
Lose muscle.
Are you sometimes worried about this form, and what can you do?
No, not worried.
What can he do?
Well, what he already did, he worked. And if you saw him now in the last game, I'm not sure if you saw him, but he came in and it was completely different to the games he had before. And the problem is, in a club like Liverpool, with the strikers we have, Sturridge, Benteke, Origi, Ings injured, but here, and Firmino, what we thought it would be a good idea to let him play as a striker too. So you have not too much time to show what you are able to, you need to use the time you've got. And so Ben Christie was not in the best moment in this situation, and then so Sturridge came back and Devo came back, and so now they're a little bit ahead in this moment. But when I saw Christian coming in the last game, that was really good. He played really good at what he showed in training before, so he's in a good way too. Everything's okay.
Okay, we'll go to
room one. Thank you.
Finish?
No.
I know.
Just 5 minutes.
foot piece of the pie.
Ha ha!